This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz Podcast, brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, India's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning. Welcome to the CNBC TV18 Market Podcast. I am Reema Tendulkar. The GIFT Nifty is suggesting a mildly positive start. In fact, if you look at the global cues, fairly upbeat. The Dow was up 0.5%, the S&P 500 rallying 0.4%, the Nasdaq gaining nearly 0.5%. Today, US markets are shut on account of Thanksgiving. Tomorrow, they'll close early. It's like, you know, shortened day for them. But the Indian markets are shut on Monday. So there is going to be perhaps some lightening of the volume front. Japanese markets today are also shut, by the way. So the Indian markets yesterday managed to recover 100 points from the day's low. The day's low was closer to 19,700. We closed above 19,800. This morning, the GIFT Nifty is suggesting a little bit of a build-up above that 19,800. The level to watch will be the 16th November high. That's the recent high on the Nifty. That's 19,875. Lots of action in the crude market. So yesterday, crude prices dropped 4% because there was going to be an OPEC Plus meeting where they were going to deliberate on some supply cuts. The meeting was supposed to take place on Sunday, but now it's been pushed forward. It's been pushed forward to Thursday, that's next week. So that caused a little bit of a flutter in the crude market, crude prices, but they did recover a fair bit and finally just around that $82 per barrel mark. In terms of flows, the DII's net bought 721 crore in the cash market. The FII's net sold 306 crore in the cash market. Today is also the weekly options expiry, so keep your eye on that. In terms of the IPO market action, yesterday, four new IPOs opened up for subscription and pretty good subscription seen on day one. Tata Tech 6.5 times, Gandhar Oil 5.5 times, Flair Writing more than 2 times. Fedfina so far has not managed to close its books in terms of overall subscription at 0.38 times. And IREDA closes today, and so far it's been about 4.5 times. Stocks to watch today, Honasa Consumer, you know, the company which owns Mama Earth, has reported good numbers. Revenue growth 21%, margins have expanded to 8.1% versus 6.4%, a 170 basis point year-on-year margin expansion, and profits have gone up 95%. TVS Motors has entered Vietnam. They've launched a range of two-wheelers. Interglobe Aviation has got a tax demand of 740 crore rupees. The company has said they will contest the tax demand. MapMy India has a board meeting next Monday, 27th, to consider some fundraise via QIP or preferential issue. Well, that wraps up the important stocks for the day. Have a good trading session. This podcast was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange. Thank you for listening.